Chodesh Nisan. We've spoken many times that this Bria Sa'olam, according to some, was in Tishrei. But then again, there's another Bria Sa'olam, Chodesh Nisan. It's funny, it's the Chodesh Hashvi'i in the Minyan HaChadoshim. No, Fakert, Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh HaRishon. Chodesh Tishrei in the Minyan HaKadoshim is called Chodesh HaShvi'i, even like the man, the Yomar, the Tishrei Nivra Olam. Because there was another Bria Sa'olam. We've spoken about the fact that Sefer Bereishis is Sefer HaYitzira. Sefer Vayikra is called Tiras Kayin, and Bamidbar Sefer HaPakudim. Devarim Mishnah Torah, Sefer Shmais has an interesting name, HaSefer HaSheni. Very like generic name. So the Sfarim explain, no, it's Sefer Yitzira HaSheni. The Bereishis is Sefer Yitzira. Sefer Shmais is Sefer Yitzira HaSheni. There's a new Yitzira. Who is this new Yitzira? Klal Yisrael. Doimim Tsoimeach Chai Medaber. Yehudi. Ki Yadua, a Yehudi is a new Metzias, a new bear. When did this happen? By Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a lot of Makaris that this idea of, I would say, the Leda of Klal Yisrael happened by Chatzois, by Makas Bechoiris. I saw once in a Sefer, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu Bema says, Ka Chatzois. So why is the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bachatzois? So the Gemara says in Brachis, Shelo Yomer Moshe Badoi, but I heard once a different shot. Mitzad the market to Mitzrayim, it's really not important if it happens at 11:59 or 12:01, or if it's off by a minute. But in Makas Bechoiris is another facet. Many of the Makas have, but certainly in Makas Bechoiris there's the facet of the Vehivdilanu. This is the mark where from then until then they were Haloiv the Avoy the Zorah, Valoloiv the Avoy the Zorah, Memtes Shari Tumah, and now comes the Metzias of a new Bria, a Leda of Klal Yisrael. That has to be thorough, that has to be sterile, that has to be no a few minutes that it's like morph, that has to be clear, clear cut. A beautiful diak from the Meshech Chochma. The Pasuk says, Al Toichal Mimenu No, by the Korban Pesach, Al Toichal Mimenu No. The lois a siru mimenu ad boiker. Now he says al is a lot less stark of a lashon than loy. So in the same pasuk, al toichel mimenu no, because the isra to eat the korban pesach no is before chatzais. Before chatzais, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Klal Yisrael. You know, still al toichel mimenu no. But the gabi noiser, which is after chatzais, the lois a siru mimenu ad boiker, because again, the leida of Klal Yisrael, the transition happens. This leida happens. The transition at Chatzos Laila. And that's also the Pshat. It says Pesach is a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Pesach was Chomal and also Dolag, or we translated it into English, passed over. But the Taicha, what does it mean passed over? They were Medalig, Medalig Elohorim, the Digloy Olayava, this forum talk about, but I think the Pshat was like this. There was Makas Bukhairis, but Emes, it was supposed to. The Mashkis is not Mavchin. So why wasn't it Mavchin? Because that's when it happened. That was the Vidolag. That was the time, the Metzias, that Klal Yisrael changed from a different category of Doimim Chai, Tzemech, Medaber, Yehudi, to a different Metzias. This happened by Leil Pesach. Now, not only is Leil Tezvav, we can see Behemshech, Ehev, Vezundera, Maila, but Avada B'chalal, Chodesh Nisan, has special Mailas. The Sforim say it's called Chodesh Ha'oviv, it's Av Yud Beis. The Shlo HaKadosh writes that every single day in Chodesh Nisan has the koyach of a full Chodesh. It's brought down in the Sfarim that the Chayzim of Lublin would every single day, the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan are connected to 12 Chadashim, Yud Gimel Nisan, why don't we say Tachnan? Yud Dalet is already Erev Pesach, and then we say Yatzarei V'Chodesh, but why not Yud Gimel Nisan? What happened on Yud Gimel Nisan? The first 12 months is the Nisim. They say Yud Gimel is Keneged Adar Beis, if it's supposed to be in Eshana Muberes. There's various other pshatim on what exactly happened on Yud Gimel Nisan. But every single day, the first 12 days specifically, are Keneged Chodesh. The Chayza would say during Chodesh Nisan, the Chayza, he was a seer, right? That's the Chayza. He would say every single day of Chodesh Nisan what's going to happen that year. The year he was Nifter, his Yartzeit, his Tisha B'Av, he was Nifter enough. He only spoke the first 5 days because he only saw up till where he was. The Avnei Nezer in a tshuva, Eruchaim Sin Shin Lamed Vav, writes, when he's writing about the tshuva, he says, Imki Kosha Lishol, Ki Yomim Elu Yikri Erech, Shol Li Yoyim Yechoshev, every hour is like a day. Or as the other Nusach, I'm saying, every day has the power like a month. The Shlo HaKadosh, in describing the Gemara of Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued for 2.5 years if Noach Leil Adam Shenevra or Shaloi Nevra. 2.5 years. The Shlok Kaddish says it wasn't 2.5 years. It was Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, 30 days. Make the Cheshbon, every day is a month. It's 2.5 years. So that's the intense power that we have and the vast potential that we have in Chodesh Nisan. Avoid Azois, the Sforim parallel that with by Yom Kippur when it says Bezois Yavi Aaron Al Kodesh. I saw Sforim compare Kol Nidre and Kol Chamira. Kol is 50, which is the highest level. There's a parallel between these things, and we have to realize as we're getting into Chodesh Nisan. Now, we get rid of the Chametz and we don't eat Chametz for 7 days, and we're even Nichsha Nizar and Bali Ron Chametz. What's the Shaila? Man Shtana Frek the Zoyar. Halayla hazeh, mikol alaylis. Arrest al necht van agansi, or we eat chametz. What's if chametz is a bad thing and it represents the Eitzahara, Gaiva, Sarah Shabisa, all those wonderful things? So blue label, what all these things that it represents? So why isn't it asar agansi? So the mushal that's brought down in Sfarim is the same way a baby. We just explained that Klal Yisrael is being born now. A baby, dafka at the beginning, things have to be extra sterile, clean, totally. In cleansed and not connected to the tzad hara. Afterwards, maybe you could handle with it. And that's why it's the minig is that when you burn the chametz, you even throw in the spoon. You go with a spoon and a feather, yeah, and a candle. You throw all of it. So I saw one of the rebbes asked. He says, well, I know you throw the spoon and the feather because it touched the chametz, but the candle didn't touch the chametz. Why do you throw the candle out? He says, because you use the candle to search for chametz. So if you're using a flashlight, and different people maybe use some devices that have a flashlight, take the device with the flashlight, put it into the beer chametz. The Sfarim explained that there's a difference between chametz and matzah. Chametz represents the Yetzirah. Chametz represents the chametz and matzah is the same letters. Mem and Sadi is the same letters. The Marsha brings in Pesachim, it's a Zohar in a lot of places. Yudke Vovke in Atbash is spelled Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. That's the Atbash of Yudke Vavke. So Mem Tzadi is bets in the first half of Yudke Vavke. Yud and Hey is Mem Tzadi. And then you either seal it off by putting a closed Ches at the beginning and not let anything in, or for prayer, you put a Hey at the end and that's already going to create into Mitzvah. Matzah is going to turn into Mitzvah. And that's the difference. But the difference also in Gematria even is between the Ches and the Hey. The Mem is the same, the Tzadi is the same. The only difference between the Ches and the Hey is three. The difference in Gematria between a Ches and a Hey, and that's the Shloisha Dvarim of Kina, Taiva, Kovit, Shemaitzi, Sa'adim, and Oilam, because it's really the same. The flower is the same, the water is the same. The whole difference is there's this puffed up Dimyoinus of Kina, Taiva, Kovit, of the Yetzirah. That's what we have to get rid of. It's Yadua that the Berhetiv brings it in Shulchan Aruch from the Arizal. He brings a few interesting things. First of all, he says that you're supposed to Shvitz by baking the matzahs. The Zeyah that you get from Shvitzing when you're making the matzahs is Mechaper on Chet. But in another place, the Behetiv brings from the Arizal a Havtocha, that someone that's Nizhar from Chometz, Agans Pesach, Muftach Loi, that he's not going to be Chayti the whole year. Havtocha from the Arizal. The Kotzker said on this Havtocha, if someone is Nizhar a whole year from Chet, Muftach Loi, then on Chometz, he won't be Nichshal on Chometz. You know, it goes the other way around. But Akoponim Lagabi Daftoch of the Rizal, there's a famous Kasha that's quoted from Rabbi Kveger. Some say that it's quoted from Rabbi Kveger's mother. But Azay Brenkman the Kasha, you have to halkop, it's a Geshmak Kasha. I don't know if we handled this once. Toises and Gittin Dav Zayin brings the Gemara and Shabbos that says that Rabbi Yishmael was Korev Hita. Rabbi Yishmael was told, Chazal said, not to read by candlelight because you might come to fix the candle. And Rabbi Yishmael said, Ani Ekra V'loy Etta, I'm going to be extra careful. I'm going to read and I'm not going to be Nechshal. And he was. And it was not at the time of the Vesemitis anymore, but he says, Ani Yishmol, Kama Gedoilim, Divrei Chachamim. And he was Mafresh. He said, I'm going to be Makdish, Behema Shmena, as a Korban Chatas. Frek Toysvis, in Gittin, Dav Zayin, that there's a Gemara in the beginning of Chulin that brings the famous story of Pinchas Ben Yor with his Chamor. And the Gemara says on that, Yibakan, Hashto Behemton Shal Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevit HaKol Al Yodom, Tzadikim Atzim Li Kol Shkein, so Tzadikim will never come to a Michshol. The Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yor wasn't even willing to eat demai. Right? The innkeeper gave it demai. Of course, there's a famous kasha. What do you mean? It was demai? It was tevel or it wasn't tevel? This Chamor obviously has this connection. If it's not tevel and it was mu'usr, so he should have eaten it. And if it was tevel, then okay, I'm very nispal. It's a chamor, and he's makbid in tevel. But don't add, this chamor is such a frumak, he doesn't even eat dmai. The keta here is not dmai. Either it's tevel, and he's nizer in tevel, or it was kosher, and he should have eaten it. There are two answers. One is, he knew that it was ma'usr, or bedocht is a takana of dmai. And the kaveh of takana's chazal of dmai is not based on what his telepathic chamori things tell him. Or punk fakert. It was emes tevel. Aber tevel, you're allowed to rely on roiv. Roiv amiratza marasra. It was a takana's chachomim. If not for the fact that he'd be matkar on tevel, his telepathic chamor kite would be telling him, you could eat it. There's a din of roiv. Even if Labishmai, it's tevel. That's two very different words, but we're going off. Anyways, it says that the chamor of Pinchas ben Yorah and hashta behemtet shal tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodam tzadikim atzman lekolshkei. So a tzaddik could never become nichshel. How could Rabbi Shmuel be nichshel? And for Tosfos, the havtocha of behemten shel tzaddikim is only for inyoni achila, that they won't be nichshel in macholas asurus. Frekter Rabbi Kveger, yeah. Aber Rabbi Shmuel avada was nizhar in chometz on Pesach. That's already inyoni achila. How do I know? Behemten shel tzaddikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yodam. And once he has the havtocha of behemten shel tzaddikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yodam. So then the Arizal already is maftichim not to be choyte. How come he was nichshal in Kriya al or haner on Shabbos and he was nichshal? He was kara vehita. Again, you hear the cheshbon and kasha. There's a haftocha that behemten shel tzaddikim or maftich that tzaddikim atzmon avad and a muftach not to be nichshal in avera of achila. That's chometz. No, once you have chometz, you have the haftocha of the Arizal. The Arizal was maftich in akedim nichshal b'chet. So I have 12 trutzim to the kasha. I'm not going to go through all of them. Of course, one teretz is, I have to make the cheshbonis. I think that Arizal was after the times of Rabbi Shmuel. And it could be that the haftoch of the Arizal starts in the time of the Arizal. It also could be that someone wanted to say the haftoch of the Arizal also was only to inyonim of achila. That's the big chiddush. Another pshat I heard once is that maybe the Arizal only is maftich if you're even nizar in Bal Giroa. Even in a chetzi shir of Bal Giroa, which is a whole topic in itself. I once said Hal Bashir on that, whether there's an Isser Chetzi Shir in Bal Yiro. Could be, for the, even if it's not Asr, but for the Haftoch of the Arizal already, it's not enough. And there's no Haftoch of the Hemtan Shal Tzadikim not to be Nichshal in a Chetzi Shir in Bal Yiro. Another Gishmak Ateretz I've heard is that it happened Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. The Haftoch of the Arizal is for a year, not for a lifetime. Why isn't it an automatic built-in lifetime guarantee? Obviously, the Haftoch of the Arizal, the expiration date is Erev Pesach the next year. Not and including the following Pesach. Because if it's and including the following Pesach, they might have just well said that you have Haftach for the rest of your life. So it happened. The story of Rabbi Shmuel Karavihita possibly happened on Shabbos of Lil Pesach. Okay, now moving into the Leila Seder. We have here a Kaira. Kaira is the same Oisius, one letter before, hidden behind the Kaira. Is Shofar, right? The letter after, Kuf, Ayin, Resh, He, is Resh, Pei, Shin, Vov, Shofar. In the Kaira, behind the Kaira, look already, the Shofar Shal Mashiach. This forum explained it on our Kaira. Oh, there's so many different Kairas. I'm assuming everyone here has the same Kaira. I don't know, maybe not. No, I don't know. Different Minhagim, but you have three matzahs? You go, three matzahs? We have any two matzah guys here? No. Three matzahs, right? Now, anyways, the Kaira has 10 things. There are 6 things on the Kaira that are connected. Chesed, Gevur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. The Kaira itself, the Kaira, is Malchus. And then above Chesed, Gevur, all that, you have Chochmah, Bina, Das, is the three matzahs. Altogether, that's 10. And that's connected to 10 spheres. And that's also why there's a minig. A lot of people put out petitim. The Ramah brings down a minig to put out petitim. He doesn't say how many. But the minig is to put out 10 petitim connected to 10, the 10 spheres of the tzad, of the sitra achra, and then you're getting rid of that. And we have to realize there's a lot going on also that. Now, Kadesh, Urchatz, in Rambam state, we do Netilas Yadayim with a bracha. I think the minigoylam is to do Netilas Yadayim without a bracha, because why are we doing Netilas Yadayim then by Urchatz? Is because of Dovr Shetibulei B'mashke, which there is a halach in Shulchan Aruch of Dovr Shetibulei B'mashke, but on the other hand, we're not knowing like that. So why are we talking knowing like that by Leila Seder? If Bederech Klal not, so why are we knowing to do Netilas Yadayim? The Netziv has a Mahalach, and he explains a lot of different things with this, is that on Leil HaSeder we fear Zechlaik in the Beis HaMikdash. And since in the Beis HaMikdash, This was the minig. So we do as Oivi, we feel like the like in the Beis Hamikdash. The Chok Yaakov says it's part of the Shinuyim. We spoke in the previous shir Lagabi Haseba that the Aruch HaShulchan says Haseba is that you should do a Shinuy to make the kids ask. Orchatz, the Chok Yaakov brings, is Gufa, one of the, meaning there are many. The kid asks four questions, and he doesn't ask a lot of other ones, but there are many other trigger things to ask. So Orchatz is also a trigger. Again, but like we said, the Netziv says that the Orchatz is because we want to fear Zach, like Zechel HaMikdash and Bezman HaMikdash, they talk a word Makbid on thing. Now we have Karpas is the first people. And the kid asks about two tibulim, even though he didn't see the second tibul yet. Because they say he doesn't ask on the four kaisers because he didn't see all four yet. But he sees the first tibul. And the first tibul, what's the answer to the first tibul? There's so many tirus here, but the simplest part is when you were giving the answer, so why did you dip the karpas? Oh, it was so you should ask. I mean, you don't have to go say all the kabbalistic meanings that karpas has. It's pashat. We did that, so you should ask. That's what it says. And then there's something called yachatz. At least in the simonim, who wrote the simonim? There's a simon called yachatz. We break the middle matzah. The Rambam doesn't have yachatz. The Rambam doesn't have yachatz, and that's very interesting. Because we have three matzahs. And why do we have three matzahs? Because there are three mitzvahs. Hamoitzi, matzah, and koirach. And that's the three matzahs. We break the middle one, and there's still lecha mishnah. But the goyin, and there are many Rishonim and maybe Rashi, and there is shittas like that, that they actually do two matzahs, and you break one of the two matzahs. So where's the Lecha Mishnah? Where's the Lecha Mishnah? So the interesting in the Kuda. If you have three matzahs, then even after you broke one, you still have Lecha Mishnah from the other two. If you break one of them, and you only have two, you have one and a half. So some say it's because by Leil Pesach, Fakir, since it says lechem oini, this is the tzura of lechem mishnah, even though it's broken. Lefizeh, to move on, the Torah brings a minik bovel that when Pesach is Shabbos Friday night, then you do have to have three matzahs. Because in Echonami, Pesach doesn't need lechem mishnah, but Shabbos needs lechem mishnah. So when it's Leil Shabbos, they add an extra matzah. Oh, but Kepshutei, most that do with two, even on Leil Shabbos, they do two. So the Netziv says it's because you don't need shleimos for lechem mishnah. Two prusas is also lecha mishnah. Now, there's a famous thing that it says, if a person only has one shleimas, he's mavater on lecha mishnah. Why? Break it in half. So the Nesil explains, like, you can't break it in half. If you have two prusas is lecha mishnah. You don't break it in half. Now, what's interesting is the Rambam doesn't have yachatz. The Rambam right away after karpas, I mean, we have yachatz. As a matter of fact, we say holach ma'anya. Many people think that holach ma'anya is still part of yachatz. Where does magid start? It's a big shayla. The Haggadah is for the people that are making the graphic format. You have to know. Does Magid start by Halach Ma'anya? Some say, no, Halach Ma'anya is still part of Yachatz. Does Magid start with Manishtana? Does Magid start with the Mezikas Kois Sheni? Does Magid start maybe with Avodah Mayinu? I've seen various Haggadahs over the times. But the Rambam doesn't have Yachatz. What he has is that right after Karpas, you're basically the kois sheni, and you oiker the shulchan, and then you say the whole agada, and you do manishtan, you say avodah shini, you say Rama Gamliel, and you say all that. Later on, when you get to Netilas Yadayim, the Rambam says you take two rekikim. The Rambam's going that there are two, and you break one in half. The Rambam doesn't have yachatz, and that's oimer dar sheni, and it's also oimer dar sheni that he only has two matzahs, not three matzahs. Now, where does this two matzahs, three matzahs come from? So I'll start with the other way around. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, that you bring him a matzah. When it's describing after you did the Magid, it says you would bring him a matzah. So the Mordechai asks one matzah. So the Mordechai says, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they already washed way before the Korban Pesach, and the matzah and mor of Korban Pesach is at the end. So you bring a matzah. One matzah. It's not the matzah that you did of the... You bring a matzah. But assuming the way we have it in the surah now, what's the two matzahs, what's the three matzahs? So the Ramah brings the meaning of three matzahs, and it's interesting. He says, Nog, and for those that bake matzahs, and in Shulchan Aruch it says you're supposed to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's what it says. There's a whole like two shemonim in Shulchan Aruch about it. But the Ramah says the meaning is to make three matzahs, each one on a sarin, Zecher l'lachmei toida, because the lachmei toida, there were ten of each, but each one was in a sarin. And you make a simon even to know which is the first, which is the second, which is the third, and you keep a cheshbin. Why can I get the three lachmei toida? The Chassam Sofer explains, we ask from the Manishtana, Manishtana alayla zemikol alaylois, shebachol alaylois anu oichlin chometz u'matzah. So he says like this, a korban toida has four matzahs, three of matzah and one of chometz. Korban Pesach is also a korban toida. What is it? It's a korban toida. Korban toida is a shlamim that's unique that you want to think, give thanks with bread. That's what a korban Pesach is, a korban toida. Now there's one difference. That the korban toida has three matzahs and another one of chametz. By manishtana, that this one, no, we only have matzah. So, but the three matzahs that we have is the three matzahs of korban toida. And it's interesting, the berheita, and they used to bake the matzah specifically, the one of the matzahs mitzah, there was three specific ones. The berheita brings over, you should bake a fourth one. Why? Maybe a takola is going to happen with one of them. What's the takola? Because there's mamash a seder, the first one, the second one, the third one, you have a reserve. Someone told me takola means maybe it's going to break. It's going to break. You're breaking it anyways. Yeah, but you have to break it by yachatz. You have to break it by yachatz. So that's the three matzahs keneged the korban toida. According to the Gra and that machin of Rishonim, we don't do three. We only do two. Now you have in the Siddur, for those that say the yoytzris on Shabbos Agadol. The Yoytzris and Shabbos Agadol, there's a piyut from one of the Bali Atoysvis, Rabbi Yosef Elam Toiv, and he's one of the Bali Toysvis. He's quoted on a few times in Toysvis, and he has a whole piyut by Arichus. We want to see the whole piyut and various chedushim lahalacha that you see in this piyut. But I want to start specifically on one lashon when he's talking about yachatz. He says v'kad echol, when you're ready to eat. Yechze echas mishalish matzahs. You break one of the three matzahs. We know it's the middle one. Ve'ein bracha ima. And you don't make a bracha. And then you take half the matzah, you put it back in the kaira. The other half, you save it for afikoim. What does Rabbi Yosef Elam Toiv mean, you don't make a bracha? Which bracha? What bracha are you not making by yachatz? So I thought of various ideas, possibly what he could mean. First of all, maybe I would think that there's a bracha to make on yachatz. Asher kitchanu mitzvayse v'tzivanu. I don't know. Lase is yachatz. Lachza is a samatza. There's a b'sadin yachatz. So he says, no, it's only a minig. You don't make a bracha. But I wanted to say a different pshat. The Chasam Sofer says a beautiful pshat, what it means yachatz. We saw the Rambam doesn't have it. But if you go with yachatz, we break a matzah, and then we don't eat. What do we do instead? A whole magid. Says every year Pesach night we're going out of Mitzrayim. There's a much larger process, but we're kilu goyim, we're kilu mitzrim, and we're going through the process. Vostot agoy, he's boitzeya, and he eats and he doesn't make a bracha. That's what we're doing by yachatz. We're being boitzeya on a bracha. As always, agoy. No. Wait, we're going to become Jewish. We're going to go through magid. We're going to ask manishlana, vada meyino, gimel arba bonim. It's tutzach zachem. Eventually we'll get there. But what's the yachatz? It's b'tzias lechem on a bracha. So which bracha you're not making? You're not making hamoitzi. But it's not salavat you're making. Doing hamoitzi later? No. You're not making hamoitzi. Another pshat someone once told me is that you don't make an al natilas yadayim. Interesting. We made natilas yadayim before lagabi the karpas. But now you're not making natilas yadayim on the b'tzias apas. I wanted to say once a different pshat. What does it mean, Rabbi Yosef Elam, that he says that you don't make a bracha? We make Shechiyonu on Leil HaSeder. When do we make Shechiyonu? By Kiddush. But then at the end of Magid, there's a very long bracha, Asher Galonu V'Gal Aviseinu, which it's a very lengthy bracha, but it's sort of a Shechiyonu style bracha. It has Shechiyonu element to it. So David Raham, other Rishonim also, they say, it's a Shechiyonu. We already made Shechiyonu by Kiddush. He says, yeah, but the Shechiyonu has to be on the Lechem Oini. And the Shechiyonu by Kiddush can go on the Kiddush, and it can go on the Yom Tif, and it can go on most mitzvahs of the Yom, maybe on the Magid, but it can't go on the Matzah yet, because the Matzah wasn't broken, it wasn't Lechem Oini. And that's why the Shechiyonu you made then is not applicable, and that's why the Asher Galonu was the Shechiyonu. So say, maybe then it would be appropriate to make the Shechiyonu right when you break the Matzah. So, you don't make the Shechiyonu. You don't make the Shechiyonu right when you break the matzah. Now it says in next week's parsha, Lagavi the carbonus, it says mat by the carbon toy detaka, matzis toichel bemokoim kodesh. Matzis toichel bemokoim kodesh. As far as I'm explained, a person should eat the matzah in a makom kodesh. Now, we're eating the matzah in our house. But first of all, the peh, you eat the matzah in your peh, right? The peh should be a makom kodesh. Matzah is toichel makom kodesh. Make sure that the peh is a makom kodesh. What you ate, what you spoke, what you didn't eat, what you didn't speak. And bechlal, even in the makom, the place, the house, where you person's making the Leila Seder, it should be a makom kodesh. V'atam tiyu mamlechas koyinim v'goy kodesh. There's a fascinating, we said already that the Korban Pesach really was a Korban Shlomen. Who eats the chaz of a shoyk of a shlomen? Always. The kohen. Who eats the chaz of a shoyk of a Korban Pesach? If your chabura doesn't have a kohen, the b'nei chabura. Not kahana. V'atam tiyu mamlechas koyinim. You have a bechina of kohen. Some say that's why we wear white kittel, we wear white clothes. It's a shtickle, a bechina of a kohen. Matzah is toichel, b'mokam kodosh. We have to realize when we're eating the matzah, we should taka become, it should be a mokam kodosh. Now another thing is, there's an interesting story from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. Two stories from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. One is that his shver was a misnagid, and he once went to his Rebbe, the Magid, and the Rebbe asked him after he came back from the Seder, his shver asked him, what did you learn? He said, Echad mi yedeya. So he said, everyone knows that. The shver called over one of the simple shvachis from the household. Well, Echad mi yedeya, yeah, she knew. She said, Zizokt, aber jetzt ich weiß. Now I know. And that maybe we can still sue to a different story from Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. I saw about different rebbes, but they say there was once that a group of Hasidim, they went watching one of the Amaratzim of the town saying the Leila Seder. They wanted to see, he was going around, they wanted to see how he was doing Leila Seder. And he was up to the Arba Bonim, and he went, Echod Chacham, like he was doing Kriyashma, Echod Rasha. So the Hasidim were making Chayzik. And the Rebbe said, no, you don't understand, he mamish didn't miss the boat. He understood that Faker, the echod of the Arba Bonim and the echod b'chlal of Leila Seder is to get to that darga of Hashem echod. That's why it says Ad sheigiyas man kriyashma shel shachros rosh tevis sheni de'elishol chacham rosh tam. The kriyashma is shel shachros. It's the four echods are supposed to get eventually to Hashem echod. It's bavust. We spoke about this other times that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is gematria 1,118, and that's also the same gematria as how many havayis there are in tefillin, because there are 21 shemais of your havaya in your tefillin shel yayin, and another 21 shemais havaya in tefillin shel roish. That's together 42, and avada 42 times 26 is not 1,118. 43 times 26 is 1,118. Because if a yid puts on his tefillin, v'hoyah shem havaya nikra alecha, then wearing tefillin is a bechin of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You should just know that tashbisu is also 1,118. So is sreifas chametz. So is monish ishlereyeyu, for those that are still coming off from Purim. But we have to realize that all these different things are to get us, to get to echad ani yideya, of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I'll end with one interesting minhag that, by the way, I just saw in the Dirshu that the minhag of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler was not to do Haseba by the rest of the Suda. As that Svara that we said, that if it's not normal, interesting, I don't know if to, I have to know if to check. But they had a minig of Echad Miyadeya, the Ki Yadua. Rav Chaim does this minig. It was a minig already from the Stipler. That they had an Echad Miyadeya song that's different than the one that Klal Yisrael does in the Haggadah. It was Tanu Rabbanon, Bibraisa, Birich Rachmana Diyavlan Iraisa. Echad Miyadeya, Echad Choyfer Boyrois, Shichin Umaris. Shnayim Miyadeya, Shnayim Oichzim Betalis. Shloisha Miyadeya, Shloisha Shachlu. Arba mi yideya, arba avos lezikin. Chamisha mi yideya, chamisha tamen v'chamisha muadin. Shisha mi yideya, we just did Yevamos. Shisha arayis chamurois mi'ele. Shiva mi yideya, shiva siyomim koedim yom kippurim. Shmoyne shrotzin, tisha chanuyois, asor yuchson olam mibovel. Reb Chaim would go on and on and on. I have the list here till 20, but Be'ezer Hashem, you have to know that it goes on and on. The Echad Miyadeya, we should know Yisrael, Vayraisa, Vakachabrichu Chadu, that the Matara of all of this is taken to get to Echad Walikenu Shebashamayim of Oretz, and we should be Zoicha to a Kashra Freilach Yomtif. Shkoyach.